I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. April has arrived, and along with it, a host of spring migrants who are making their way back into West Virginia after the long winter down south. We'll talk more about it coming up right after this. As sure as the sun comes up in the east and sets in the west, as the season transitions from winter to spring, birds that headed south in October are gliding back into the hills of almost heaven. Rich Bailey at the West Virginia DNR says some are already here.
Well, one of the first birds that's really common around folks' yards and farms across the state is a flycatcher called the Eastern Phoebe. It's this bird that likes to nest on people's porches and on bridges and things like that. And you always see them perched on the fences, bobbing their tails and catching bugs.
And in the days to come, you're going to find the warblers trickling back in.
Got a lot of different species of warblers in the state. And basically, depending on the species, they arrive earlier or later. Some of the first species of warblers to arrive are ones that folks might not be too familiar with, but there's one, for example, called a pine warbler, which, as the name sounds, you often find in pine trees. It has a really lovely trilled sound, and believe it or not, some of the first pine warblers have already been seen in the state. They start to show up around mid to late March. A little bit later, but still really quite early, is a lovely little warbler that often frequents small streams and the sides of rivers. It's called the Louisiana water thrush.
One of the favorites, the hummingbird, not due back just yet, but it's on the way.
Well, you know, the hummingbirds, it's great. If you go online, you can actually find maps of where people are reporting their hummingbirds. They show up, of course, really early down in Florida, and generally first couple weeks of April, the first hummingbirds start to show up here in West Virginia.
If you want to catch a glimpse of a strain of these critters singing, you have to be an early riser.
The birds keep really early hours. They sleep through the night, and they wake up before a lot of people wake up. Sometimes birds start singing as early as 4 a.m., and they really become active once the sunlight just touches the tops of the trees. The bugs wake up, the birds wake up, and they're really active. And by the time even 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. rolls around, the birds are already starting to slow down.
Yeah, Rich says you can find much more about birding online at wvdnr.gov.
Well, we just encourage folks to go to our website. We got a lot of birding basics and things that folks can do to attract birds, things to do with putting your feeders up and when to put them up. But in general, if you're interested in getting into bird watching, we have some good brochures, and we just recommend early May. If you want to really learn your birds, that's the time to get out in the woods and do some exploring.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.